Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give a call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, if you want to get engaged, involved, you want to get information, you know, again, listen to the show, whether it's this one or some other shows. Find a place where they bring on experts to speak to you. And, you know, head up to our website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, sign up for the newsletter, and or if you want to be notified by text, you'll get a text alert. Then you simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us and go through some of these issues. As long as we can discuss, as long as we can talk, I think we can keep the lines of communication open. Too many people are yelling at each other. It doesn't help. Jennifer from Pennsylvania, thanks for calling.
Hi, Joe. I'm a first-time caller, and I really like what Dr. B was talking about. What I noticed, though, is something that probably is more of a solution than a problem is the covering that you get at home versus the choices you make at school. If you teach your kids the Christian values and principles, they're most likely going to choose pro-life views. Because I know I was raised Polish Catholic, and I chose pro-life views, you know. But if you're not taught that at home, which primarily nowadays, I don't know about every household out there because I can't judge on how you know, people raise their kids, but if they're not having that covering of the Lord in their life, I can tell you, I wouldn't be able to make decisions. I would fall right into the trap of society and the worldly view, and I would succumb to probably making decisions like abortion. And et cetera. And my sisters, the reason I know this is because my sisters were raised by a different lady, and she was totally opposite of my parents. And she took my sisters to the abortion clinic, and they aborted their baby. So, and she didn't go to church, and she didn't have the principles. She didn't have anything like that. So it was like night and day.
You know, Jennifer, I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church in Boston, okay, real, and I tell people all the time, there is a difference between the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic Church. These guys are really, really tough. But one of the things I would never give up, if I had to do it all over again, the thing about the Catholic Church, they taught you that God was there with you. God was real, he existed, he loved you, and he cared about what was going on in your life. And the problem with a lot of kids, younger kids today, even Christian kids, they don't really believe that God is there for them, and when you're the top of the rung, when you believe that you are the one that makes all the decisions and there's nobody above you, nobody like God there to help you out, you've got no hope. And we just need to teach you. The other thing is these kids don't value themselves, Jennifer. These kids have no real, they don't see the value in themselves, in their hearts, and in their lives. We need to reach out to them, and we need to make sure they understand that. Do you agree?
And some of that covering comes from the parents. The parents have to provide the covering. Like, they have to provide the Bible. You got to teach your kids at home before you send them out there, you know. Like what Dr. B said, is you got to have that talk with them at eight years old instead of them finding out and finding out from somebody else, you know.
Right. Well, Jennifer, thanks for the call, and I appreciate it. She appreciates it, and God bless. Keep up the good work in the community.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. So, we'll see to your host. You know, I love calls like that, and only because it's, you know, it's true. You guys have heard me say it a million times. And so Dr. B came on. I used to get beat up at the fact that, well, you're a guy, you don't know. Well, you know, I do know. I raised four kids for a while on my own, to a big degree. So I do know. I do know what it's like to I don't want to say fight with your kids, but fight, well, I'm going to put it this way, fight for your kids. How's that? When it comes to moral issues, when it comes to godly issues, when it comes to all this stuff that is, I don't want to call it taboo, but, you know, it's not mainstream anymore. Let's be honest about it, and we've done this. It's our fault. God is not mainstream anymore. Right? I mean, seriously, you know, even for my Christian friends listening, is God the first place you go for your answers? Is the Bible the first place you go? You know, why are you so afraid to look at your children? I got a friend of mine now. He's having trouble. I don't want to get too. It's so hard to do sometimes. He's having trouble with his oldest son. And when he's called me over the time and say, you know, I'm running this, I'm running the dad, you know, I've always said the same thing to him. He's got the headset in his ears 24/7. Do you know what he's listening to? Do you understand that whether you're a Christian or not, the music has a major league influence, especially if you got it in your ears and you're listening to it 24/7. You have no time to think. You have no time to ponder on the things in your life. And you're getting pounded away with a secular message. And it's usually not a clean one. And it's F word this and MF that and whatever. Is that really what you should be allowing your kids to hear? And if one more of you parents say to me, you know, I don't want him to be an outcast, unfriend me. Stop listening to me and unfriend me. It's really that simple for me. Look, you brought your child into this world. He or she did not ask for you. You know that's a mantra of mine, you old timers. So it's your job to make sure they have every tool that they need to succeed in life. That you don't raise a monster, that you raise a good person for society. My personal opinion, God's got to be at the top of that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 8-5-5-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. You know, truly, be part of the conversation, which means be part of the solution. It's really that simple. And the way you do that is you just get informed. You don't have to agree with everything I say. I'm not asking you to. I don't even want you to. Right? I want you to question what I'm telling you. I want you to open your mouth. Seriously. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5-5-6. All right. So, you know, on Father's Day, all I heard a lot of, since it fell the day after Juneteenth, all I kept hearing about was, you know, what the white people have done to the black community, the black family, the black. And what I thought was interesting is that in all these speeches that were given that day by Sharpton and the rest of them, not one time was any mention, if you would, of what it truly is happening in the black family. And Barack Obama, frankly, had a lot to say about the black community, the black family, the black fathers. Now, again, I got a lot of good black friends, great fathers, great dads. Every group has bad dads, bad whatever, bad moms, bad dads, bad kids. Right? I mean, can we agree to that at least? So, I started looking up some of the stuff that Barack had said over the years. And I find it interesting that all of a sudden his whole, as of late, his whole attitude has changed towards what this is all about, what fatherhood is all about, what's going on in the black community. Now, some of you know that I do another show with Zoe Rachel. We're calling it Soul Food Radio. It's on Sunday nights. So after you have your dinner, if you want to hang out with us, it's about a 90-minute show. We talk about issues of the day from a Christian, true Christian standpoint, and not a holier-than-thou standpoint, but in plain, simple English that you can understand. So, Barack, let's hear what Barack had to say. He's speaking to a group of churchgoers. And Barack is letting them know, truly, what Father's Day is all about. What they have to do to be good dads and take back their community. Take a listen.
Upon which we build our lives. We are most dependent on the family. The family is that most important foundation. And we are called.
And he is in Chicago giving this speech. And I think this is before he was president, but nevertheless, listen to what he says.
To recognize and honor how critical every father is to that foundation. They are teachers and coaches, they're mentors, and they're role models.
I'm surprised they didn't come on him because he's giving dads too much credit.
They're examples of success and the men who constantly push us towards success. But if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. You and I know this is true everywhere, but nowhere is it more true than in the African-American community.
Now, he doesn't say, because you're being locked up, by the white guy. He doesn't say any of that. Take a listen.
We know that more than half of all black children live in single-parent households. Half. A number that's doubled since we were children.
You guys know that in the late 1950s, early 1960s, only 9% of black homes were fatherless. Only 9. After they did this whole social experiment called welfare, shortly after that happened, it skyrocketed. When we get into the reason why that happened, I'm not going to blame the black community just for, because it happened to them in particular, but the government made it very tough on them to be in a married family.
We know the statistics that children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime.
We're at almost 70% of the black homes today without dads in them. That's unacceptable, and that's not a slight on black men. So if what the numbers that he's given are correct, listen to how that perpetuates even more of a disaster for the black community.
They're 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to end up in prison. We should be meeting them halfway. We should be making it easier for fathers who make responsible choices and harder for those who avoid them. We should get rid of the financial penalties we impose on married couples right now. And start making sure every dime of child support goes directly to helping children instead of bureaucrats.
Isn't that great? I mean, this guy I can get behind. And do not write me an email saying the only reason you like that is because he was getting on the black community, because he wasn't getting on the quote-unquote black community. He was getting on the fathers. All right? And he even said that the government gets in the way of making it a good thing to be married. There's more incentives to be single than there are to be married. This comes out of for some of you, your Lord and Savior, Obama. Now, with Father's Day just going by, these are things we need to think about. And for those of you who are behind BLM and you love Obama, you got a problem. Because on BLM, and they've taken it down, but I've got a copy of it. BLM's about page was about ripping apart the nuclear family, making it more LGBTQ friendly or centric, if you would. How does that square with having a father in the home, a mother in the home? More from Barack. Hey, look it. You know, my Bible tells me to give credit where credit is due, and he's hitting this stuff out of the park. You need to listen.
Guidance for our children. Turning off the TV set. Putting away the video games. Attending those parent-teacher conferences. Ooh. Helping our children with their homework. Setting a good example. That's what everybody's got to do if we're going to be moving this country forward.
Now, can any of you disagree with that? Any one of you? Because I can't. Again, as I said before, I believe he's hit it out of the park with these speeches. We're going to play a couple more. Whether you like it or not, I mean, there's always other stations you go listen to. I'd prefer you don't. But, again, he's hit a home run with these things. And he's making some clear points. And if it pertains to a black community, so be it. If it pertains to an Armenian community, so be it. An Italian community, so be it. These same things affect each and every community. It's just at what percent? Joe Mazzini, your host, this is Real Estate. Be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials are emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID as the Delta variant of the virus is now being detected in 20% of tests being sequenced. The strain first identified in India spreads more rapidly than the original virus and is becoming the dominant strain worldwide. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says that areas with low vaccination rates could see local surges of infections because of the new variant.
There will be local type of regional spikes and outbreaks. I don't foresee what we refer to as a surge as we have known it, namely the three major surges that we've experienced over the past year and a half. I don't think even under those circumstances that you're going to see things like 1,000 deaths a day. I think that is a bit much. But there is a danger, a real danger.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Feel the rhythm now.
We're back now. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. And the way you become part of the solution is you become involved. You get engaged, you get informed. Again, I was telling people earlier that I got engaged and involved with somebody who believed themselves to be informed. And it didn't take much, not in a mean way, but to lay out some information I know they didn't have. They knew they didn't have. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. So, right off the heels of Father's Day, tired of seeing and reading and hearing all this garbage, you know, that I saw, if you would. And there were many of you. I know this is going to sound like an hour of an Obama, but it's really not. But what I'm trying to drive home is the fact that in recent comments by Mr. and Mrs. Obama, they've talked about how racism have kept down the black community, how it has hurt their fathers, and all this stuff that they're blaming on the white community. I have to ask the question, was Obama a fraud? Was he an out-and-out liar? Because it's not what he said in his speeches to churches when he was a president, when he was running for president and became president. He apparently had a different outlook on things. Take a listen. Maybe.
Teaching our daughters to never allow images on television to tell them what they're worth. Teaching our sons to treat women with respect and to realize responsibility does not end at conception. That what makes them a man is not the ability to have a child, but to raise one. That's a message we need to send.
Amen. I agree with him. I'll tell you something else. Can we have that message, same message sent to women? No, I'm serious. I know, somebody's going to write me nasties, whatever. It's easy to have a child. Well, let me rephrase this. It's easy to get pregnant in most cases. I know some have medical issues. That's not what I'm talking about. Right? It's easy to be a, as my old past used to call it, and some of you will find it offensive, but whatever. It's easy to be a sperm donor, and it's easy to be an egg carrier. That just comes natural. But to be a mother is a whole different animal. To be a father is a whole different animal. Are you up for the challenge? Are you willing to take it on?
We have to do our part to lift up this country. That's where change begins. And after all, that's the true genius of America. Not that America is perfect, but that America will be perfect. Not that we are perfect, that we can make ourselves more perfect, that brick by brick, callous hand by callous hand, people who love this country can change it. That's our most enduring responsibility.
Wow, did you hear that? Not that we are perfect, but we can be perfect. You know, where was all the negativity then?
Responsibility to future generations.
If you wear glass...
Yeah, whatever, shut up. But I want you to think about this, though. Right, think about where he's gone with this, what the conversation is all about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and you can play these all day long. Because Obama is saying this is an issue in the black community. And it's not just fatherhood, but it has to do with fatherhood, right? He also does another clip, I may play this. He does another clip talking about how racism, ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready to handle this? Racism is no excuse for not excelling. Should I? Yeah, let's play this. Look, it's worth it. So when you're talking to other people, you can ask them, even other Dems, and say, so let me see if I understand this right. Either he was a liar or a deceiver, or he's lying now. I don't know which. It's very confusing.
Our house has taught you to expect more of yourselves. Inspire those who look up to you to expect more of themselves. We know that too many young men in our community continue to make bad choices. And I have to say, growing up, I made quite a few myself. Sometimes I wrote off my own failings as just another example of the world trying to keep a black man down. Mm-hmm. I had a tendency sometimes to make excuses for me not doing the right thing. But one of the things that all of you have learned over the last 4 years is there's no longer any room for excuses.
Oh, no.
I understand there's a common fraternity creed here at Morehouse. Excuses are tools of the incompetent used to build bridges to nowhere and monuments of nothingness.
I like that.
Well, we've got no time for excuses. Not because the bitter legacy of slavery and segregation have vanished entirely. They have not. Not because racism and discrimination no longer exist. We know those are still out there.
Now, bear in mind here, listen to what he's saying. You are educated men. You're going to a great college. Racism is no longer an excuse. What did he mean? Was it a campaign speech?
It's just that in today's hyper-connected, hyper-competitive world with millions of young people from China and India and Brazil, many of whom started with a whole lot less than all of you did, all of them entering the global workforce alongside you, nobody is going to give you anything that you have not earned. Nobody cares how tough your upbringing was. Ooh. Nobody cares if you suffered some discrimination.
Are you hearing this? Hello? Is this thing on? I mean, seriously. So, you know, for my black friends out there, this is not a slight on your group. Not at all. Here was a black man that became president of these United States, who then went on to put together, two black AGs over the years, over the term. I mean, I can go on and on with this. I don't want to because you've all heard this before. But he's basically saying here is there is no excuse for you not to succeed. You heard in the other clips, I'd love to run all these together at some point in time. You know, you heard him say that one of the biggest problems in the black community is the absence of fathers in the homes. He doesn't say because they're all incarcerated for no reason. I mean, I can spew the stats. All I'm going to go is get nasty emails. when it comes to how much crime is done by the black community or the Asian or the Hispanic, whatever. We could put those numbers out there. They're real. They're from the CDC. They're from the FBI. You can't push them aside and ignore them. But here's a man that the black community loved and fawned over. Here's a man that won the presidency in this systemically racist country of ours twice with over 80% of the white vote, or at 80% of the white vote. Telling you that you can succeed, look at me. No white man kept me down. It ain't because of the white person. And now all of a sudden, the new fad of the month, of the day, of the year, is the BLM mantra. That ain't right. And you know, I'll tell you, people, the black community, if you fall for that, if you fall in that, you're setting yourselves back 100 years. And I'm not the only one saying it. Many, many, many people in the black community are saying the same thing. Don't buy into it. Don't fall into it. Don't believe it. However, when we come back, I'm only going to play a little portion of this. There's a white woman telling me, telling us, that the absence of black fathers in the home is a stereotype. It's not real. It's not true. So therefore, she just called this white woman, just called Barack Obama a liar. Got to be tough. So we'll see your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. If you come back from the break, I will play her stuff. In the meantime, head up to the website, sign up for our newsletter that goes out once a week. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Double to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I always tell you to do. Can't fix, you can no fix nothing if you don't get involved. That's really what it boils down to. All right, let me just finish up what I was doing in the last segment. I had a couple of Obama clips. Didn't take them out of context, pulled them right out of his speech. A couple of speeches I played all the way through. And he's in them. He is dealing with, you know, fatherless homes in the black community and such, and actually talking to a very large college with a bunch of black men that were black young men that were graduating. And he said racism, and he went through a whole bunch of stuff. There's no reason for you not to succeed. Let that sink in. From Barack Obama. Racism, not a reason for you not to succeed. You have the tools you need. You have the ambition. You know what you're doing. You're smart young men. Get on it, get rolling, and let's go. Kind of where he was coming from. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Once you're engaged, involved, and involved. That didn't sound right, but anyway. All right, so after Barack telling us that the biggest problem we have, or one of the biggest problems we have, I should say, is the lack of fathers in the black home, not coming from Joe, the white guy, from Barack Obama. Then this lady, I don't know, she's on Al Jazeera. I should tell you a lot right there, but we won't go down that road. She is having exception with what he said. She doesn't like what Barack said. So apparently she's got a couple of words for Barack. Take a listen. I won't subject you to this for hours, by the way. I wouldn't do that to you. Really, seriously.
One of the most pervasive stereotypes about Black Americans is that of the absent Black father.
The absent Black father myth is the idea, the stereotypical and incorrect notion that African American fathers have very little contact with their children, if any contact at all.
And in Black America, the reality of being fatherless is perhaps most painful.
73% of all Black babies are born out of wedlock.
Experts say there's a crisis when it comes to Black fathers in this country.
The news media loves asking where all the Black fathers are, and that whole idea has been linked to everything from poverty and crime to even police violence against Black communities.
Why are these police shootings occurring? Well, it's because there is an absent Black father, or it's because Black families are on welfare.
But this idea that Black fathers aren't present in their kids' lives is actually false.
To be a parent is...
Interesting. So Barack Obama just lied. The experts have lied. The numbers that come out of the CDC and out of the, you know, it's not even the Home Health and Health and Human Services, but you know what I'm saying? Those numbers are all lying. Is that what they're saying?
Is to have children that you love and try and support. And
now see, I love this guy that they put on. Right? You know, the Black fathers want to be parents. They have children that they want to love and support. Well, nobody said they didn't. Right? Nobody has actually said, well, you shouldn't have children with a Black man because he's not going to take care of your kids. Nobody's ever said that. I don't believe that. And I know very, very, very many, lots of my friends don't believe it either.
Black fathers experience that the same way that anyone else would. Why would you even think there was a difference?
Hey guys, I'm Sana, and this Sunday on AJ Plus, we're going to talk about the myth of the absent Black father here in the United States, where it comes from, and how that stereotype tells a much bigger story about the Black family and Black communities in this country.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the whole thing through because I've listened to it, and they kind of step all over themselves, but that's not the point here. What I think is really funny is that they're going to try to tell you it's society as a whole. Again, racism as a whole. That's why the Black men are not at home. They won't talk about welfare at all or any of that stuff. And again, the truth is truth. It doesn't matter whether it's with the Black community, Asian community, Italian community, whatever it is. Truth is still truth. There's no way around it. And some of you won't talk about it because it's uncomfortable. Well, nobody cares it's uncomfortable. At least, last I checked, nobody cared it was uncomfortable. 855 Real Joey, 55732-5563. Always a pleasure, truly a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, it's always a lot of fun to watch. It's always a lot of fun to watch... People go nuts over something they don't believe in, like the Bible. And now I understand the Bible is now being attacked. I love this. This is just hilarious. The Bible is being attacked because it was, you know, I guess it was remembers. There was some function that they were at. And the Navy decided, you know, they leave a seat empty. My screen froze up, so I'm trying to do this from memory. So they leave the seat empty, and it's an empty plate, and there's a Bible at the table. And one Navy Navyman, right, one said, hey, that's offensive. I mean, it's just amazing. If he gets picked up by his captors and they're reading a religious book and he says they're amazing, let's see what happens. Shouldn't he be worried about how he's going to fare if there's some kind of squirmish of some kind? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Arizona audit now has been reviewing thousands of ballots where machines didn't detect a vote for President Trump. Which is a statistical possibility. It's not a matter of we'll see what happens or that's possible. Yeah, it's possible that some of the smaller counties who people were major league miffed at him for whatever reason right? They were very blue. I can see something like that happening, or next to none. Ken Bennett sent a liaison to the Maricopa County, Arizona election audit. Went out on Friday and said that there's more than 33,000 ballots from November's election where voters made no selection for president, or at least no votes that were tested. There were over 33,000 undervotes. There may be, you know, a certain number of people that just didn't want to vote for Democrat Joe or Republican Donald. Right? But in some circles, when you checked it and you looked at it, right, there was a whole bunch of ones that were checked when they actually went and physically looked at them. See, according to this, almost 1% of the 3.4 million people that voted in Arizona, the machines didn't record any votes for president. Now, I probably led that in wrong, but basically what I'm trying to say to you is that the machines did not read a vote for the president. However, the ballot had a vote for the president. Bennett, who served as Arizona Secretary of State from 09 to 15, after the state of the state Senate's president, said that the hand count of all Maricopa County's 2.1 million ballots included reviewing the undervote ballots. If we find some people that circled their oval or made a check mark next to it, not every one of those is probably going to be for Trump, or not even one is going to be for Biden. It will make a difference, and it might not. And that's the other thing, too. People go, it's not going to change the outcome of the election. Well, let's just say it doesn't. Let's say that what we find out is that we find the fraud, we find the holes, we find what we can fix. What's wrong with that? According to Maricopa County Recorder's Office, the number of undervotes in November was over 8,500. Just within their county alone. Maricopa County encompasses the Phoenix metropolitan area and makes up over 60% of the state's population. But somehow they only accounted for 25% of the over 33,000 undervote ballots. Now, he also noted just how narrow Biden's win over Trump was. It was 0.3%, or approximately 10,000 votes. Right? It was the only county in the state to flip from red to blue from 2016 to 2020. Now, if you want to know how close this race actually was, Bennett said that of a shire in medieval England, which were originally broken up into communities of approximately 1,000, many counties in England today still bear the name shire, Yorkshire, right, and so forth. If Arizona were a shire, and 80% of the citizens voted, which is what happened in November's contest, that would be 800 people. And the final election result would have been 401 for Biden, 399 for Trump. That's how close it would have been. So every ballot, every vote has to count. So when you're looking at these, and the other day, I saw a reading of the Arizona ballots, or the final numbers in some of the areas, where there were absolutely positively zero votes for Trump. And again, a statistical impossibility. So they want to talk about science. They want to talk about math. They want to talk about truth. They want to talk about reality. Got to play it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, people. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back with us tomorrow.